You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, it's Dr. Dave. How are you doing? Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. I'm so glad you're here for this very special episode. Yeah, I've got a great one for you today. I'm going to be sharing with you four things that you can do every single day to kind of get into a really great routine for not only success, but for optimal health and happiness. I've been practicing these four things for quite some time now, and I'll tell you something, I love them. I'm going to share them with you in just a few seconds. But first, a couple things. My newsletter is in full gear now, so if you're not subscribing to my newsletter that comes out once every 2 weeks, I want you to take a second right now, and if you can't get to your computer or your phone or anything right now, just write this down. It's very easy because it's all free. I want you to go to join.davidmatto.com. It's really simple. Join.davidmatto, and David Matto is DavidMadow. It's only one D in there. Remember, in Matto, David Matto with one D.com, and sign up for my free newsletter. It comes out about every 2 weeks, and I will not spam you nor share your name with anybody. You are totally, totally safe with me. Another way to do it is just go to simply davidmatto.com, and on the right-hand column, there's a little button that says join, and do that, and I'll get you on my list, and I think you'll really enjoy my little newsletter. I'm cranking it up. I think it's better than ever now, and if you don't like it, you can just unsubscribe anytime you want. It's quite easy. What else is going to share with you? When you go to my website, by the way, davidmatto.com, I'm a little embarrassed. It needs some reworking. It needs like a serious reworking, but I just haven't had the time to mess with it. I've just got so many things going here. Yoko and I are spending a lot of time here in Salt Lake City, Utah, which, by the way, I love. I never realized how great of a city Salt Lake City really is. There's so much to do. The culture is great. The mountains are close. We went on a real cool hike yesterday up Neff's Canyon Trail. It's only like 10 minutes out of the city, really. And it's beautiful. And of course, ski areas all around. Need I say more? You can tell in my voice how much I am loving Utah. I wish somebody would have told me about Utah like 20, 30 years ago. I just wish somebody would have told me that. But I mean, I knew the state was always here, but I just never. And I used to come to Park City and ski. And then the extent of that would be I just come and ski and leave and never really understand the whole area. But it's with all the national parks and all the beauty, desert, mountains, snow, heat. Need I say more? Need I say any more to you? Okay, let's get right into this. I'm going to give you share four things with you that if you do these every day, I am telling you it's going to ramp your life up to like an 11, if that's at all possible. And there are four kind of broad categories, and I'll just kind of detail them as we get to them. So the first category of what I want you to do in your new daily routine has to do with physical. But let me back up for a second, because I'm looking at this as like four categories, but you can kind of look at this as four pillars or four legs of a chair. They're all important. So it's not the kind of thing you just pick one or two and you run with them. No, you got to do all these, because whenever you think of this, I want you to think of a chair, and it's got four legs on it generally. And when you sit on it, it's pretty stable. You need all four legs. If you take one away, yeah, you might be able to still balance yourself okay. You know, three legs, it turns into a tripod. And if they're spaced out well enough, maybe okay. When you take one more away, two legs, you're not going to be able to sit on that thing. You gotta be like a great balancing act to do that. And if you take one more away, one leg, well, unless you can ride a unicycle beautifully and maybe walk on a tightrope, you're not going to sit in a chair with one leg. So these are all important. It's not pick one from column A and one from column B. No, they're all, you got to do them all. So the first is physical. Now, by physical, what do I mean? What are the things we're going to do in your physical, the physical portion of this? Well, number one is you've got to sleep well every night or almost every night. Because if you stop sleeping well, if you miss a lot of hours of sleep, you're going to be sleep deprived, and that's going to really wreak havoc on your body, and it's going to start manifesting itself. If you just do it a little bit, it's not going to be a big deal. But if you're really sleep deprived, if you're not getting enough sleep every night, it's going to manifest itself in the way of disease and other things that are just something, things you're not looking for. So trust me, you want to sleep well every night. And how much sleep is every night? Well, I really personally like to get at least 7.5 to 8 hours a night. I try my best, and my Apple Watch tracks my sleep, so I'm well aware of how much I'm sleeping and how much of it is deep. So all I can say is don't try to cover up a lack of sleep with Starbucks coffee in the morning. No, you need your sleep. Make sure you get it. Number two under the physical portion is eat well. Well, I'm not going to go deep into this because I've done so many shows on eating well. You know I'm vegan. I'm not going to tell you you have to be. I won't say that, but mainly get rid of the junk food, get rid of the sugar, get rid of the processed food, eat whole foods, plant-based if possible. I do believe it's better, but a whole food diet, and make sure you're just getting your adequate nutrition. These crazy diets out there these days that are just, I think, again, really causing problems with people's bodies because there are these fad diets. I don't like them. All these people that are doing the keto diets, I think they're dangerous. So just eat plain, regular, whole foods, a lot of different types, you know, got your nuts and seeds and beans and fruits and veggies and grains, and just eat that stuff, and it's good for you. Okay. Let's get on to the next part. Exercise. I try to exercise almost every day. I can't say I do it every day, but especially being here in Utah, we ski and hike and run and walk, and it's just, you got to move your body. Walking, I believe, is one of the best exercises known to man and woman. But get out there and move your body, do something, find something that you like. In my home gym also, I have some dumbbells. I do pull-ups and push-ups and crunches and lunges and you name it. But just keep your body moving. We're meant to move, and you will be healthier if you move. Need I say more about that? Let's get on to the next pillar, the next leg. That first one was physical. Okay, so now we move on to emotional. Extremely important. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this one because you're going to understand it as soon as I say this, but it's easier said than done, but you got to do it. And I've been doing this, and I'm telling you, it has made a tremendous, tremendous difference in my life. And what I'm going to ask you to do is, and I do this, hang around people who love and support you and whom you love and support, and ignore everyone else as much as you can. Don't engage with anyone who is bad to you. Life is too short. Hang around the people that you feel connected with, you're on the same wavelength, and just dismiss the other ones. How long have I been telling you this? Now I'm formally putting this into my four pillars. I've been talking about this for at least several years to you. I hope you've been doing this. Number three, the third pillar in this four-legged chair that we're going to kind of metaphorically call it, is mental. And I'm not saying that, I am mental. I am totally mental. That's probably not politically correct these days, but screw that. I don't really care. I'm going to give you an exercise it's going to work out your brain every day. And see, the thing is that I found that if we're not like exercising our brain every day, it starts to go downhill. You start to lose memory. You're not as quick with things. And over time, you're going to lose a lot of, I was going to use the word mentality, but that's not really the word. But you know what I mean? You're just going to lose a lot of brain power. So I was reading something not all that long ago, and it really connected with me, and I started doing this every single day. And let me tell you, it is a game changer. Here's what I do. I sit down, I've got a little notebook, and I sit down every day, and I write down 10 ideas. Now, it started off, because the author of this book that was sharing this with me said, like, kind of like 10 business ideas, like come up with 10 things for your business or 10 ways you want to make money or something like that. But I took it a step further. They don't really have to be business. And although my first page or two were possibly business related, I kind of got into a groove. And here's what I'm doing now. And it's turning out to be pretty cool. I'm writing down every single day 10 ways to blank, 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 blankety blank. So in other words, today or the other day, I wrote down 10 ways to become a minimalist. I've written down 10 ways to have softer skin. I've written down 10 ways to work out in a home gym. The lists go on and on and on. And what I think I'm going to do, and these are really good. I mean, so the thing is, they're not long. You know, they're 10 lists of 10. But I'm going to have a lot of them because I've been doing it for quite some time already, and I still do it every single day. And I think what I'm going to do is maybe put it into book form. Who wouldn't want this? 10 ways to be a better driver. 10 ways to find the greatest spouse in the world. I mean, the lists go on and on, and this is fun. And not only that, it's exercising my brain. And I really do believe when you do things like this, it makes it less likely. It slows down the possibility that you will have Alzheimer's or dementia or anything like that. I really think it is great for your brain to exercise it every day. Let's get into number four. Number four is spiritual. Now, don't say, I don't like number four. I'm going to do 1, 3, 3. I'm going to do a number. No. These are all important. Remember the chair you're sitting in. You need all four legs. Spiritual. What do I do to be spiritual? Well, number one, I just try to be mindful every day. I feel just connected to the earth. And when I'm walking, my feet touching the earth, I just try to be mindful of everything I'm seeing, touching, feeling, smelling. Be mindful. But to take it a step further, I meditate every single day. Average about 10 to 15 minutes a day. And what that means is I just sit down in a quiet room, sit up straight, comfortable, clear my mind, breathe in, and breathe out through my nose, set my timer for, depending on how I feel, 10 to 15 minutes. And it really, really works. And when I say works, what I mean by that, it reduces anxiety. It makes you feel better. It does increase your mental acuity. The list goes on and on and on. Just Google, if you want, do a search for health benefits of meditation. They are endless. It's incredible. But another part of being spiritual, you know, you can meditate, but also I have number two in there is prayer. Some people just like to pray every day. And I know there are people out there that really make fun of and get down on people that pray and say, you can't pray. That's ridiculous. You know, meditation, prayer, beliefs, whatever we may have, are all very personal. And how dare anybody tell another person what they should believe in or what they can do or what is right and what is wrong. How dare them? It's personal. And as long as you're not harming anybody else with your beliefs and it's for you and it's making you a better person, and maybe you're even helping other people along the way, don't listen or don't care what anybody else says or tries to get you to believe. So those are my four pillars. If you exercise, no pun intended, but if you do these every single day, they are going to totally, totally change your life. I promise you. And again, just real quickly, if you want me to just tell you real quickly what they are: physical. Number one is physical. Number two is emotional. Number three is mental. Number four is spiritual. And if you forgot what the little subcategories are, what you have to do in each of those categories, just go back and listen to the podcast. And by the way, I appreciate you. I want to go on record and tell you this. I know I tell you this a lot, but I appreciate you being a listener. If you have not subscribed, if you haven't hit that subscribe button on your podcast app or whatever you might be, however you might be listening to me, make sure you press subscribe These days, the show doesn't come out on a regular basis, but when it comes out, I make sure it's a good one for you, and I make sure I'm not wasting anybody's time. And not only that, if you get a second to go into iTunes and give me a review, like it, or whatever you want to do in iTunes, greatly appreciate it. It really does help the show. And last but not least, if you truly like this and you want to help another human being out, please share what you're hearing. Just email a friend, share the link to how to get to this. Easy way to do it is just davidmatto.com. But of course, it's available on iTunes and all these other crazy podcast apps. iTunes is probably the easiest, I'm guessing. I don't know. But share it. Share the David Matto Lifestyle Show with people that you know and people that you believe in and people that you care about, people that you want to just help their lives. Hey, until next time. Oh, I want to share one more thing real quickly with you. As far as the mental portion of this, I am trying my best to learn more Japanese these days. And it is a struggle because at my age, it doesn't come easy. When I was younger, I was able to learn languages a lot easier. And I learned French and Spanish, but I can't remember them that well now. But languages came easier. Even the Hebrew, some Hebrew and Hebrew alphabet, it just came simple when I was young. But now, being old, it's not quite that easy anymore. But I am really making an effort this year to learn more Japanese. So I'm going to end this with matane. See you next time. See you soon. Love you all.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.